Okay. Time to get our service started. We're thankful for each and every one that's come out this morning at 11 o'clock service. I said earlier this morning, God bless us. Got a beautiful day outside, and we got a beautiful Savior to serve. So if you got a testimony this morning, you need to give it. God's blessed you with anything comes from Him is good, so you need to share it this morning. Got one announcement for sure. Easter eggs are for sale after service. Go over in the outreach center in the gym and buy some. I think we made 1,233 eggs yesterday, I think is what they told me. That's a powerful lot of eggs and a lot of good people here at this church that want to work. Go ahead, bro. Okay, amen. So with that, we'll take up a morning offering first. Randy, ask a prayer, please. Can't get that anywhere. That's powerful. We're thankful and we're blessed for the musicians that we got and the way they use it. They use it for the Lord. So, with that, feel free for your testimonies now this morning. All right, Pam. I am there.
So I didn't get to go for any of the services, but she passed away early this week. And then I had a cousin that passed away very suddenly, early Friday morning. And it just makes you think about who all's there,
right,
and how much you want to go,
right,
to be there, or how much you should want to go to be
that's
there.
That's true.
And heaven just gets a little sweeter every day. And I'm so thankful for that promise that we have.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
I can't keep the tears from falling from my eyes when to a loved one I have to say goodbye. Though my heart is breaking with joy, I too can say that I have this promise, we'll meet again someday.
Everyone stay and get him. We'll turn to page 160. 160.
I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no more parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Randy. Bless you, Steve. Amen, buddy. Amen. Amen. I'm going to say, preach it. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Steve. Bless you, buddy.
Amen. Amen.
There would be a revival. God would send a revival. We need that love.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I need that love. Holy Spirit of God, give us the fruit of the Spirit of love. Amen. Pray for me.
Amen, buddy. Amen. All right, all hearts agree. All right, Al.
It's good to be here.
Amen.
I didn't know if I'd be able to be here. They call about a funeral. I've got to leave here a little bit for a funeral. But they couldn't decide what time. And they kept on putting me on hold. And I thought, well, I might have to call one of the pastors. But they've got it arranged. I have to leave here and head towards that place now. It's strange that Steve talked about death because it's facing all of us. It's facing all of us, yeah. Aren't we blessed people? Me and Eddie was talking. We're blessed people. Amen. Yeah, don't be afraid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe we have to wake our neighbor up and say amen. Amen. God's people ought to be alive. Amen. There's two verses of scripture that's quoted probably more than any other verses. The 23rd chapter of Psalms. And listen, John 3:16. They're probably the most quoted. And it's strange. Steve was talking about love. I want to use 3:16. I started reading. This wasn't the way I was thinking. But I looked at John 3:16. That's a powerful verse. It ought to excite us, Randy. I mean excite us. The world gets excited about everything. And then they're living with the fear of this virus. And I know I'll do my part. My wife's already told me. Probably my daughter will tell me. Make sure you wash your hands and everything. And when I went to see this lady that I'll have her funeral, they made me put a mask on. I went to see somebody else that put the mask on. So evidently, these diseases are contagious. But I want to tell you about a man that had it all under control. Mighty, great, powerful, all-wise. And this is what he said. God. You know who God is? He's the one that created it all. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think so. I do. That's what the word says. Well, scholars, I'm not going by scholars. I'm going by the word. God. The one that said, let there be light, and there was light. The one that said, breath of life, and life came. The one that parted the waters. The one that opened the eyes. The one that unstopped the deafness of the ears. God so loved my. That's a powerful, there's different kinds of love. But I want to talk about the love of God. Are you acquainted with it? I don't know how long it's been. But how long, I'm not talking about your wife, I'm not talking about your children. I'm talking about one of your neighbors, one of your church people, how long has it been since you've said, I love you? We don't use that word much. But God, the Almighty, the Jehovah Jireh, the provider, said, God so love who? Who's the world? Every one of us, yellow, black, or white, we're all the same. Oh, preacher, I just can't follow that. I grew up in the South and all. No, no, no. That's not what God's talking about. Maybe that's where Paul was from because he used you all a lot. God so loved me. Me. No matter the color of skin, no matter the education, no matter. You see, when they say God's love is blind, it is. He looks beyond every obstacle, every deficiency that's in my life, and he loved me. He loved me. You, Dad, he. You know what? We're very, very prejudiced and very, what's the word I want? There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Yeah. Now, he wouldn't save that one. He wouldn't save that one. He'll save this one. No, no. He said, so love the world. That he's in control. He's got it all in the palm of his hand. That he gave. His life. Now, that whosoever believeth not here, but right here. That's where it starts. You see, that he gave you and I eternal life. He gave me. You want to see a miracle? Right here. Was it worth being saved? Not even the call of God. But he looked beyond my faults and he knocked at my door. I kept on refusing him. I said, not for me. I'm not ready for that. But you know what? He didn't listen. He knew that I need, and he kept on knocking. And guess what? He did a miracle. He took a nobody and made him a somebody. Huh. What did he do? He called me from darkness to light. Yeah. Isn't that good? That I don't have to stumble. I don't have to go around. I see people wondering. They don't know the direction. They don't want to know. I was talking to a young man yesterday. What he was going to do with his master's degree. And he said, I'm not sure yet. Yeah. Whether you have 12th, 5th, or even grammar education. That's all. God loves you. Guess what? He called me and he made me part of a miracle. Yeah. He took this old stony heart and made it a heart of flesh. He transformed it. You can give that fellow from England the credit for a transformed or a new heart But I want to give it to Jesus because he's the one that changed it. Amen. And Dr. Bernard left the scars, but Jesus didn't leave no scars at all. Amen. Ain't that good? Right. That I'd make a shout. Yeah. When the choir was singing, when these girls was playing their instruments, boys, we ought to be clapping and praising the Lord. You get louder when you go to a ball game. Don't get quiet. Don't get quiet. Well, preacher, you're emotional. Well, then you tell the word of the Lord this. Everyone that has breath, if not, let's call Cunningham. Boys, we're behind in doing, praising him and glorifying him for the miracle that he did in you and I. He gave his only begotten son. And he gave me benefits. I think it's David said, what shall I render unto the Lord? For every benefit, everything that he's done for me. Well, he hasn't done anything for me. Don't kid yourself. The reason that you're not doing it is because you haven't looked around. He gave you a peace that passeth all understanding. Amen. Do you know they're meeting year after year after year and trying to solve the problem? How can we get peace? Therefore, justified by faith, we have peace with God. Amen. Oh, my. I'm so glad that I'm receiving the benefits of the day that I surrendered. I didn't know where it would lead me. I don't know what would take place when I went to that altar and made my commitment. Matter of fact, I was very ignorant, didn't know really much about it. Was brought up in church, but I hated it. Didn't want nothing to do with it. But God kept on knocking, and he gave me a peace. Oh, when I thought peace, you remember the fella that was in the tombs? He was foaming. He was cutting himself. And he came out, and God got a hold of him. This is what it says. This is my translation. Clothing, and did me with a robe of righteousness. He made me part of the royal family of God. He said I could be joint heirs and heirs with him. But when he got through with him, when he got through with Legion, and they didn't even want the demons, they went to the swine and drowned themselves. But the rest of the story is Legion was found clothed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, and in his right mind. Listen, folks, listen. Not only did he give me a joy that's unspeakable and full of glory, he gave me, listen, eternal life. When we sing, and it excites us, because a fact, we are on a trail. Death is on our trail. The day that we came into the world, we start dying. But I'm not going to. Now, I'm not talking about. Steve told you right. I'm not talking about soul sleep. I'm talking about the grave taking my body, decaying. but I'm going to be like Paul. I'm going to die, but I'm going to live again.
Amen.
And he said, because I live, you can live. Now, that's all that God did for us when he died. He took my place. He paid the price and the debt that I couldn't pay. That he gave his only, I don't know, be honest with you, we lost a son at the age of 2. And someone told me, if he wasn't baptized, he's not saved. That's what they said. They err from the word of God. That's what it is. But listen, folks. Now, I'm not anxious to die, but neither am I worried about it, because I'm going to live forever.
Yeah.
Won't that be good? I won't have to go to Florida like they were going for the Fountain of Youth. He lives within me. And he gave me, oh my, I'm so glad for it, the Holy Spirit. He gave me. He said, it's expedient that I go away. What is it? It's a comforter. The Holy Spirit is the third person. Now, people have also told me, you know, I'm emotional. I'm emotional. But they say it's because you're Mexican. No. I'm Jewish. I'm Jewish. Yeah. My father is Jewish. I'm not talking about my earthly father. But I want to tell you something. In that land, they keep on trying to get your life to be longer and longer, and they're doing this. Now, the lady that cuts my hair, she's been converted, and I'm glad for that. But she looked at me, she said, Al? I said, no. She thought we could color, make, I don't want to look younger. I might get grouchier. You see? But I want to tell you something. He gave me, when I leave here, a glorified body, like an under his. Shh. You remember that series that they had? Complete makeover. Only Christians can say that. If you live right. I don't mean church-wise. I don't mean giving. I don't mean good neighbor. I mean transformed, justified by him. Listen, folks. So I'm going to live with him forevermore. I don't care. I don't care whether they just put me in the ground or, I shouldn't say this, but it just comes to my mind. They do a good job at the funeral homes. They make sure you got a smile, you know. And if you did go to church, they'll even put a Bible in there. Make it look religious, you know. It don't start there. It starts right here. Right here, you see. So I don't really care. I told my family, and they think I'm crazy, and I've said this, just put me in the grave. I'm not there. I'm not there. I'm not there. And I'm still grieving for my son. I go to the cemetery at Tyler Mountain when I have services to go there to. And he'd be 50-some years old. And I still cry. But I know I have a promise that I'll see him again.
Amen.
Well now, preacher, how? I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know. But I know, dear heart, I'm going to be with him. And as I told you Wednesday night, I want all my family to go with me. We look at getting saved. We look at it as a hardship, what I've got to give up. I don't look at it that way. I look at it, what do I stand to gain? Yeah, what? By me coming to the cross, my me crucifying self, I became a brand new creature. And folks, I'm here to tell you, I recommend him. Don't look at me. Don't look at the pastors. You want the pattern? It's him. He gave me, when he died, a roadmap. From cover to cover, he's the great I am. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. This is a love chapter. Young man gets out there with his girlfriend, and he says, and I'm not going to finish that, you'll understand. I love you, baby, if. Not with God, it's not going to be. I love you, and I'll always love you. And if you go to the grave without Jesus, I'll still love you all the way. Yeah. His love is everlasting, everlasting. God so loved the world that he gave the Holy Spirit, the instructions, the roadmap. I've got that. I shouldn't tell you this. I've got one of them GPS in my car, and I don't know how to use it.
I don't either.
I don't. I play with it, and I'll push it, and it says, yeah, Tri-State, Charleston. But I'll tell you this, the roadmap that he's got me, he said, you follow me. You follow me. Yeah. Don't go to the left, don't go to the right. Just follow me. Stay on the straight and narrow. Why do they call it straight and narrow? Because you have to be narrow-minded and you have to be straight thinking. In some of the now, not anybody wants to pay the price. They don't. My brother was telling me as he's going up to the choir about the family that I'm going to deal with today. He said, you talk to him. I have. He hasn't listened. And if he has listened, he hasn't let me know about it. But in funerals, I always speak to the family. Because the corpse cannot hear me. So I want to deal with you. No. What's the greatest thing that you could tell him? For God so loved the world.
That's right. Amen.
That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Oh my. That I was reading that and I said, oh Lord, that ought to excite us. That ought to excite us. That we have a God that controls it all. Yeah. Now, I'm telling you folks, I know that these alarms that they're giving us, these storms, the rains, all this, it's frightening, isn't it? But don't forget Who's the one that controls all the storms? Yeah. He's in control. And through it all, he's my Savior. And I've made him Lord and Master of my life. I want him to be that. I want to know, like Paul, I want to know him better. Yeah. You know what? The more you know him, the better you know him, the more you'll love him. Amen? Yeah. I remember so-and-so, and they'll say, what he was. Not him. He erased it, put it in the sea of forgetfulness, and I'm clean. It's good to know right now, by the grace of God, by the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Comforter assuring me, there is therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. No wonder we can smile. We can wave our hand. Not everybody's like me, loud, boisterous, emotional. But let me tell you something. If you would remember what he brought you from, if you would remember where you're headed, if you remember all that he's done for you, and if he never would bless you again, listen, we are indebted to him. We are indebted to him. There's a fellow, well, he's in North Carolina now, but he was in New York. And the evangelist was David Wilkinson. And the book that he wrote was The Cross and the Switchblade. And the fellow that he went after in New York in the slums, Puerto Rican fellow by the name of Nicky Cruz. Nicky was mean, vicious, and just had no use for anybody. But David Wilkinson determined that he would pray with that man. And I'll tell you what touched Nicky Cruz. I'll tell you what touched him. When David Wilkinson went to New York and said, Nicky, Jesus loves you. That broke his heart. That melted him. Now he's a real, well, he was, the years that I remember of him, effective evangelist in North Carolina. Folks, no matter who you are, well, Paul was very educated. Paul had it all together. Not only was he educated, but he's religious. But on that road to Damascus, it changed. Well, I think it started before that. It started with Stephen. That convicting power worked on him. That Paul never probably was the same from that. Aren't you glad? I was miserable when I began to see my need. I got in conviction. I didn't join the church. I got convicted. And that led me to conversion. Yeah. Yeah. Now, let me tell you something. He loves you no matter who you are, no matter what you've done. But Paul the Apostle said this. This is a faithful saint, and it's worthy that you accept it, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, good sinners, bad sinners, rich sinners, wealthy sinners. Jesus' mission was to seek and to save that which is lost. I don't know why I was born. I do. You were born to serve the Lord. No matter what field, what profession, where you're going, the best thing you could do, accept him as your personal Savior. Don't take the preacher's word for it. Don't just go get into the water. Don't just sign the card. Make sure that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's yours and you're his. For God so loved the world. All of it. All of them. And you know what? I was reading the statistics of people that die and what age and so forth. And I had to smile. I had to smile. Why? Because I'm not going to die. I'm going to live forever. This mortal must put on immortality. I'm on eternity and I'm almost home. I'm almost home. And if you don't know him this morning, Randy, you get ready. If you don't know him this morning, I don't want you to. Matter of fact, I'll tell you to your face. We don't have membership here. And membership is just good for the obituary. Looks good for the obituary. I read one. Good gracious alive. I thought, how could they pay for that obituary? Yeah. All I want you to tell him, he died and went home. Yeah, not this home. The one that Steve mentioned. I prepare. Oh, someone said, it's not a mansion, it's a room. So what? If he's there, I'm going to be there. And I'm going to drink of that living water. And I'm going to sit there. And I don't know what we're going to sing. But I'm going to sing in that heavenly choir. Let me close with my favorite song. I sung it to her before she died. And it says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And the second verse says, listen, that's for the believers. You see? Now, preacher, I'll be there. If you made it, I'll be there. Not if you don't come by the blood. Not if you don't come by the cross. But this is what it says. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as we've no less days. We first begun. Do you get worried? Do you get worried? He'll give you rest. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for such a God that took my place, suffered the agony, the ridicule, that I could have life. And I'll never be able, Lord, to pay you what you've already done for me. Yet I know in my heart the best is yet to come. If there's someone here this morning that does not have that blessed assurance, I want to invite them, Lord, not to membership, not to shaking the hand, but our Father to open their heart's door and let Jesus come in. And it starts with believing that he's the blessed Son of God. Believing that he died on the cross that I could live. Believing that he's going to take a hold of my hand and he's going to lead me to the shadows of death. We ask you, our Father, as we stand and sing, that you speak to someone. Amen. Let's stand.
Everyone turn to page 51. 51. Without him, I would do nothing. Without him, I truly fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship.
I don't know your situation. I don't know your problems. But if you're here, you might be looking for love in the wrong places. He loved you. No matter what's went on in your life. And if there's one here, we're going to sing one more verse. Is there one here that say, preacher, I'd like to know him personally. Could I see your hand? Anywhere. Look up, Randy.
Are you
for me as I go to this funeral today. And I want you to do me a favor. Would you thank these guys that teach us every Sunday morning? They study and they feed us well. They really do. They help us to grow in His grace and in His knowledge. So I want you to thank them. And these musicians, I'm telling you folks, if you'd get out with me in different churches, when you'd come back, you'd walk in shouting. That's the truth. How blessed that we are. How blessed. And it's not them. It's not me. It's Him. There's where all the credit belongs. Would you bow your heads as we dismiss? Remember the service tonight.
And all I need to see the board for just a few minutes after we dismiss.
Today?
Yeah, just for a few minutes after we dismiss.
Okay, because Robbie come to him and he said, we're going to have a short with the pastors. But he, okay, said this morning.
So okay,
heads bowed. Jimmy K. dismiss us.